Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Well, it is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for coming back. And with us, as she is each and every Friday, is Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. What's going on, Cheryl?
Well, it happens to be October.
No, it's not October. It's still September.
No. Well, I mean, I guess it is technically today still September, but tomorrow will be October.
New month.
Yes. Apples out, pumpkins in.
Okay, no more apples.
No
last
more apples,
week,
that's
you were
right.
You were just all into apples.
Right, and then we went apple picking, and I got that out of my system,
now
and
it's
now
pumpkins.
It's pumpkins. Pumpkin season, Halloween, October. Wonderful stuff.
Where did September go?
Oh, it is long gone.
All right, so what do you got for us? What can we plan on doing this weekend?
Okay, well, I mean, I need to relax a little bit. I'm thinking jazz happy hour sounds like something to hit on the way home tonight at the basement at the Des Moines Social Club, 5:30 to 7:30. This is free, absolutely free to come in, listen to some jazz. They have mixed drinks at the bar, beer, wine, wine down with some jazz. They do have a $6 suggested donation, but, you know, jazz.
Go.
Relax.
Have fun.
Drink. Listen to some jazz. Unwind tonight at the basement.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Here's another thing to do that also has my favorite activity, you know, drinking beer and wine and cocktails.
All right.
This is Oktoberfest at Vom Foss. Yes, our friends at Vom Foss over there.
Melissa
the shops
Bartholomew.
Melissa, she's amazing. She is hosting till 6 o'clock tonight, so just drive right over there sample some.
This is so easy to do.
Yes.
Right now, if you're on 235 mm-hmm. headed westbound or eastbound,
either way,
and you're at 42nd Street,
mm-hmm.
just get off. Go in to see Melissa.
Yes, she'll take care of you. Even if it's after 6, she'll probably still take care of you because
right.
she's amazing.
Oh, wow.
But they don't sell beer, but they do have amazing German and cask-aged products to celebrate Oktoberfest.
And all kinds of things.
Yes, it's amazing. And 10% off right now from 4 to 6. Get 10% off. Go in. If you haven't been in there, it's just an amazing shop anyway.
It is.
Just sample things all day long. We went
vinegars and oils.
Yes.
And
we went in a couple weeks ago and sampled some scotch at lunchtime. And as you can tell, that was a bad idea at lunchtime, but any other time, it's a fabulous time to go in and just taste everything that they have to offer. It's such an amazing store.
Vom Foss, right now, on your way home.
The shops at Roosevelt. Get off at 42nd Street right now. All right. Other stuff to do this weekend, starting tomorrow. That's October.
Mm-hmm.
Ballet at the Barn. Yeah.
What?
This is Ballet
at the barn.
Yeah. Ballet Des Moines is hosting a fundraiser from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow in Van Meter at a barn. Ballet at the Barn is Ballet Des Moines' annual fundraiser, and they're going to have an evening of cocktails, comfort food, and entertainment at a barn in Van Meter.
In Van Meter.
That's right.
So, where in the world? That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
That sounds, yep, tomorrow, 6 p.m., $50 a person, includes cocktails, food, and entertainment. Ballet in
at
a barn.
Barn.
Tomorrow. Look that up, balletdesmoines.com, and yeah,
and
go see
barn.
That. Go ahead to the
Van
barn.
Van Meter.
Yeah. Okay, here's something different. The Beast Village Comedy Festival. It's a comedy festival.
Beast Village
at Lefty's Live Music on University Avenue in Des Moines. This is all weekend long. They're having a comedy festival. $25 for a pass to go every day. $15 for a daily pass. It's the third annual Beast Village Comedy Festival with over 50 comics, local comedians here performing for
this
your.
This is where?
This is at Lefty's Live Music. See, you never even heard of this. The Beast Village Comedy Festival. There's going to be lots of comedians.
At Lefty's.
For your laughing pleasure.
Do you know where on University this is?
It is 2307 University Ave, Des Moines, Iowa, 50311. Mm-hmm. Lefty's Live Music for the Comedy Festival this weekend.
Never heard of the place.
Yes. For tickets and schedules, go to BeastVillageComedyFest.com.
Beast.
Beast.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So if you're into comedy, you're going to be here this weekend.
All weekend long.
Mm-hmm. If you like to laugh, you better be here.
Yeah, yeah. Chuckle up.
That's right. Here's another one. This is called Blues School. Blues School at the Forest Avenue Library. This is also tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is a free event. Join Frank Strong as he brings his Blues School program to the Forest Avenue Library. Learn the history of blues music, famous performers, and even try our hand at some instruments. At the Franklin Library tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
So you
instruments
can laugh it up.
And blues.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, laugh it up at the comedy festival.
And
come over for the blues school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Here's another fun run. I know. I have more. Take a kid mountain biking day.
Really?
It is. This is tomorrow, October 1st, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is a free event at Grandview Park. Take a kid mountain biking day. Bring yourself, your kids, their friends, and join us for a fun morning of riding local trails at Grandview Park.
Nice.
That's right. Yep. Free snacks and drinks.
How fun.
Bring a bike that can handle some dirt trails, a helmet, and a smile, and come mountain biking with your kids at Grandview Park.
A helmet,
you
a smile,
might want to wear some
clothes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., a free event at Grandview Park, mountain biking.
Kids.
Mm-hmm. Comedy, mountain biking, blues. Look at what
we
have lined up for you this weekend.
This is just tomorrow.
This is amazing. This is just tomorrow. All right. Okay, don't forget, we're approaching the last couple weeks of the downtown farmers market.
Well,
so if you
right.
haven't made it, this is a really great time to do because they have all their fall stuff until noon tomorrow, 7 a.m., Court Avenue District, downtown
it's
farmers
fabulous.
Market. If you haven't hit it yet, you got to hit it this year before it ends. Here's another fun one. This one is actually for Sunday, the Farm Crawl. The
yes.
2016 Farm Crawl.
These folks have been doing this. This is Bluegate Farm
mm-hmm.
and all of our friends down there. And I can't remember what
county. Coyote Run Farm.
Coyote Run, yeah.
Crooked Gap Farm.
Yep.
Pierce's Pumpkin Patch. Reichardt's Dairy. Schneider Orchard. White Beast Pottery and Weaving, Winding Brook Farm. All of these farms, 8 independent family farm operations, all within an easy drive of each other, South Central Iowa. They're jointly hosting open houses. This is on Sunday from 11 to 5.
It is a fabulous trip. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people
yes.
go down there and travel from farm to farm and see this organics that they're doing and taste the pie at Schneider's.
Oh my gosh. So basically, you're doing a farm crawl,
right.
but you're not crawling. You're driving
right.
from farm to farm and sampling what they have
it
to offer.
It is a great time.
It is a great, amazing, awesome time. Do it.
Go.
Do it.
Just put everything else aside.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Farm Crawl.
Farm Crawl 2016. Go to www.farmcrawl.com for more information.
And this is near Knoxville, I think, isn't it? No.
Well, it's South Central. You're talking directions, and that's not
yeah,
my thing.
Okay, it's southeast of Des Moines
mm-hmm.
is where it is. Yeah.
Fun
okay.
stuff. Farmcrawl.com. Do
yep.
it. Also on Sunday, the Iowa Author Fair at the Central Library.
Really?
Yes, at Grand Avenue, 1000 Grand Avenue, the Central Library, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., also a free event. If you're always on the lookout for something interesting to read, discover new writers at the Iowa Author Fair. Enjoy snacks, door prizes, great conversation, and meet authors.
Authors
at
yeah,
the
well,
Iowa
not?
Author Fair.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, if you like reading, this
Go.
Is one for you.
Wow.
Oh, we've got another one for this week, the Dine Iowa Grand Tasting Gala. This is the last one I have for you this week, the Dine Iowa Grand Tasting Gala at the Atrium at Capitol Square. So right there in the Atrium, Capitol Square, 400 Locust Street, October 6th. So this is next Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. $50 per person gets you a tasting of all of these fine restaurateurs.
Really? And
Foods.
They're coming together. Now, this
mm-hmm.
is they did this last year, didn't they?
They do. They do it every year.
Every year,
yep.
yeah.
www.restaurantiowa.com for more information for everybody that's going to be there. But lots of local restaurants. They usually do some kind of a contest where they give them, I think it's soybeans, something Iowa
something and
bacon.
Soybeans,
yes.
Yeah.
And they need to put together a dish and there's judges. And But you get to also taste all of these wonderful.
$50.
For $50.
It's on Wednesday, right?
It's on Wednesday, yes. At the
How
Atrium
fun.
At Capitol Square, the Dine Iowa Grand Tasting Gala.
Go.
Do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Is that it?
That's what I got for you this week.
You're going to be a busy girl this weekend.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to do Farm Crawl?
I think I will. Well, so we're going camping this weekend.
What?
We are. Yeah, I'm.
What?
I know. Yeah.
What?
The KOA campgrounds in Adel. Amazing place if you haven't been out there. But they do themed weekends. They do like chocolate weekend. They do Halloween weekend. They do.
Do they do wine weekend?
They probably do. They have wine tasting in the shop.
Really?
Yes. This is an amazing place. They've got a jumping pillow. They've got fishing. They've got kids activities all weekend long. This is Halloween weekend. So they have a couple of cabins left. We cabin camp, Michael.
Oh,
we don't.
Okay.
We're not tent camping. But you can tent camp there. But they have these beautiful cabins, totally remodeled, right on a lake. It is a fantastic place. It's right in Adel, the KOA campgrounds. If you haven't been out there, you have to check it out. It's an amazing place, and they schedule activities all weekend long. Fun stuff. This is Halloween weekend. They're going to have trick-or-treating and pumpkin painting and all sorts of stuff. I didn't want to miss this weekend, so we are going camping this weekend.
See, you did have one
I did
other
have
thing,
one other
you?
Thing. Of course, I have many things, but, you know, have to stop somewhere.
KOA
Cape Brown.
Man.
Yep.
Very nice.
In Adel.
Right. Well, have fun.
Great place.
Don't set anything on fire.
I'll try.
Okay. Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. You want more about that? You can go to her website. We will have links on the radio blog. Well, that does it for us for this week. We will be back, God willing, next week. And matter of fact, a programming note for you. Next week on Monday, I will not be here. It's going to be the best of program because that is the Jewish New Year. It's called Rosh Hashanah. And so I will be with a congregation up in Mason City, Iowa, not here at the broadcast studio. So there you have it.
There it is.
The holiday. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio stations. The man behind the controls tonight, of course, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, conducted, and produced by our friend James Goodley. Thanks so much for being with us all week long. We will be back next week with more of the business news from Central Iowa, the region, and the nation. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.